I wanna be a billionaire, I ain't getting no sleep, till I see a milli every week. I wanna be a billionaire, I ain't getting no sleep, till I see a billy every week. I wanna be a billionaire, billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire.
Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of Sleep is for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas. Now today, you are in for a treat. I'm sure you got a little bit of who this man is, but let me give him the proper introduction. He is one of the best radio personalities in the world, Craig. Been in the game 25 years. Ladies and gentlemen, Buck Wheat is in the building.
What's up, player? Man, Jesus, I don't know about all that stuff, but you know,
he's being modest.
I'm just happy to be here doing my thing, bro. I have to see you do your thing out here in LA too, though, bro.
Cheers, man. Thank you, man.
No doubt.
Oh, man.
And I'm not a billionaire yet.
Yes.
I like the title and everything, but I'm coming for that billionaire status.
You will be.
Jay-Z can do it. Anybody can do it.
Fuck yeah.
From the bottom to the top.
Yeah, I love the fact that he deserves it, man.
Of course.
He's been in it too much. He's been grinding so hard. Like, he deserves that.
No doubt.
But I'm sure he knew he was coming from that from the beginning.
It's crazy that when we found out that he was a billionaire, right? Because, like, you I think, like, a lot of people, when you found out that he was a billionaire, you automatically did, like, let me go how he started his career, like, doing the drugs, sales, and whatever, and start rapping, hanging out with B.I.G., and then you just came up in the ranking and start buying this, start your clothing line. And it's crazy. Like, everything is a growth. And then one of the most important things that somebody made this comment is like, so you can buy paintings and it's worth value? And I'm thinking to myself, like, it's crazy that people... And it is what it is. It's all about where you're from. If you don't know, you just don't know. It is what it is. But when you drop that and somebody like realize, like, y'all can buy a painting that can hold some value, it's an asset.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's like, even at him at his age in the game, still dropping knowledge and people are still picking it up.
Yeah.
Which is dope. You never stop learning.
Yeah, I wish more artists did that in the game, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to just doing the... happy, fun raps and stuff. Yeah. Even though that's cool too, there's a moment for that, you know, but I think education and knowledge is power, you know, it's ultimate power. And it's like with these new generation of children, they need to really receive that, you know, so they could be further advanced, in my opinion.
It's going to take time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all go through the phase when we get into the club scene and start drinking and smoking or whatever you're doing, you just go through that party phase.
Right.
And once you go through that party phase, then you have that one person that just come out of nowhere and pops that knowledge in your ear, you kind of like, either you wake up or you don't wake up. You know what I'm saying? So I think Jay-Z just had those people around him. He woke up and like, yo, I need to move forward. And that's why he's a billionaire.
That's what's up, man. Well, enough about Jay.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's get the buck.
All right, okay, Tay.
So you're originally from Texas.
Yes, East Texas, little small town in between Houston and Dallas.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay, were you doing radio out there or you were into other things out there?
No, man. Just basically the background was, you know, just like, I'm not like everybody else, but like had the church bring in.
Okay.
My dad.
Were you singing in the church?
Oh, hell no.
No.
I mean, I was in the choir amongst other voices where you couldn't hear my voice.
So you were the bass or you was high?
You know, I was in between. Okay. Once again, I blended in with the other good voices. Okay, so, you know, when you have all those other good voices.
Oh, so you were the mind.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I was singing it very well, too, and acting it out. But my dad and his brother and sister had a gospel group, so basically grew up around that, going to church. I played the drums. So that was something I wanted to learn, and when I wanted to stop doing it, my uncles and my dad kept pushing me, like, you come to church with us, or you going to this gospel event, you playing the drums.
I'm glad
they continued to doing that for me. So
that's cool.
Yeah, man. So just the gospel bringing up, and then I moved to Dallas when I graduated. Stayed in Dallas for like 4 years. And then my cousin lost my job. I was at my mom and dad's house.
What were you doing, like, for work at the time?
Oh, man, you know, that temp service.
Oh, okay.
You know, that temp service.
Yeah,
I was like hopping around.
That manpower.
Oh, bruh, yes. Snelly was the company that I was working for in Dallas, right back. Bruh, I was like, you know, you'll work here for about a couple of weeks, and then one job will last you a couple months. But, you know, as usual, I did something stupid, got fired.
It'd be like that. Damn. Yeah, that reminds me. I was working at the AFS. I don't know if you remember AFS, Academic Financial Services.
I do.
Yeah, I did something stupid myself. I actually, it's like I was partying too hard, and then I would work sometimes. But I let the partying get into the work. I actually snuck a bottle to work. And when I fucked up, I was sharing it with everybody. And then for some reason, it got to the manager. And then, you know,
it's all right.
It was all right. Pick up your check.
That's funny. I think everybody have that experience where you get fired from a job. And
yeah.
Sometimes it plays out for people, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah,
thank God it did for me.
You know Heavy Lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So me and him were working together. Like he was one of the.
He actually had a job. Yeah. I'm joking. I couldn't help it. That's my dog. I love him to death. It was an easy one right there.
Yeah, but no, he was working with me that day.
Right.
Actually, me and him went to go get the bottle. That day that happened, that we got fired. So wow. If you bring up that story to him, he'll just start rolling. So.
I will when I get back to Tampa. I'm gonna have to share that with him. That's crazy.
So what was some of your like dreams like before you even kind of came to Tampa? You were still in Dallas or whatever. What did Buck want to be as a young buck?
This is gonna be crazy. Literally, I thought that I would just have a 9-to-5 job.
What the fuck?
Bro, I'm gonna tell you
what
something.
What dream is that? That's whack.
No, but that is that. I'm not even gonna lie, because. You gotta think, it was either be at home and get a 9-to-5, because I think the community is very small.
Okay.
So you don't have like the mad jobs that you have here in LA or in Tampa or in mm-hmm. bigger city, small community. So you have like your fast food and your mm-hmm. restaurant jobs or like labor work. And I did not want to do no damn labor work.
Right. So you wasn't really a dreamer. You was more like, all right, look, I gotta figure it out. Even
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When I say, I'm a go with the flow. Even people now, like, why do you always just seem like so relaxed and you just go with the flow? Because that's just been my mood.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? And it hasn't failed me throughout my travels.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I don't get so tied up. Or if there's a deadline, I'll meet the deadline. But for the most part, like, yo, what needs to get done? All right, cool, we'll get it done. Mm. I know that it needs to be done.
Yeah.
Because there's other people that need to do their job. Right. So I got to make sure I do my part.
Right.
So, it's funny. So, when I lost my job in Dallas, went home, I was literally at my mom and dad's house for like a week. My cousin calls me up. She's like, hey, listen, you know your cousin has a barbecue spot in Tampa, Jazzy's Barbecue. Go check that out.
Ooh,
you
know what I'm saying? On Waters, right? Waters.
There it is.
Which one? Let me see if I remember. Waters in Hesperides. It's not Hesperides. Is it Hesperides?
What's Hesperides?
Hesperides.
What's that?
It's a street.
Oh, I don't know the street. No, I know it's Waters. Listen, Veterans and Waters.
Gotcha.
Veterans
and Waters. Yeah,
yeah.
You said, what's that? That's pretty easy. I don't go that far.
Good. But I think that's the old location. I think. But she called me up. She was like, hey, because we're kind of keeping it in the family. And I was like, okay. I didn't have nothing. I didn't want to stay home with my mom and dad. So I'm like, me moving to Tampa, Florida? Let's go.
Why not?
My uncle gave me a truck. And we jetted out. Mm. She came back, I stayed, and I'm here.
That's what's up, man. So when you touched down, like, did you know you were going to get into radio? Or were you like still work in the workforce?
Nah. Well, the one thing before I left Dallas, I was trying to get into radio.
Okay.
Skip Cheatham, I think that was his name, back in Dallas at K104.
Mm-hmm.
Met him a couple of times. And then I met some other people.
You were trying to get in as a personality?
No, I was trying to get in as on street level, like entry level. So okay. On street team.
Okay.
So, literally, the day that I was about to go fill out an application, I had lost my job, and I was like, this is not going to work.
Right.
So, common sense kind of kicked in, so I just moved back home, moved here, met up with a chick named Red Dawn. She was DJing. I met her at Club Access.
Okay.
And,
wow.
Yeah. Club Access.
That brought back
So she was, I was talking about how like the colleges and the radio station always kind of like clicked up where they kind of like work with each other.
Mm.
And at that time, to me, it didn't seem like that in Tampa. So I was like, yo, what's up with this? Like, let's do a cookout or something.
Yeah.
She was like, well, just go talk to the radio station. I'm like, fuck it, let me go try it.
Why not? Yeah.
You know, next thing I knew, ran a special ed and busted nuts. They was like, oh, we like your vibe. Come to the station. He was getting ready to go do an internship at MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yo, come fill out and try to be a part of the Wild Bunch. Because the station just started. Few months
what
before.
What year is this?
This is 1999.
Okay, wow. I was still in New York. Oh my lord.
Yeah, 1999. Bro. Station started, I'm going off of memory right now.
Okay.
Started at summer 98.
Okay.
Summer 98 or summer 99? I want to say summer 98.
Okay.
So, we walked into the studio, Big Mama and the Wild Bunch, she was the jock then.
Yeah.
I had hair.
Yeah.
I don't have it now, but
it's all good.
There
man.
Was hair.
The quality suits you, man.
Yeah, you know, some people want to call me stymie sometimes because I kind of like flipped it over in the Little Rascals. But when I had hair, I walked into the studio, he looked at me, he chuckled, he was like, I'm calling you Buckley. And I've been called Buckley all my life.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. When I had hair, my aunts just called me Charlamagne, Aunt Pauline. I'm like, yo, you're Buckley.
Yeah.
So it wasn't nothing new.
Right.
I was already used to it.
He was like, how did you know?
Really, though. Really, though. So.
Nah, that's what it is, man. Okay. So, well, that's cool that you got into the radio. And so when you, so you joined the team, and then were there any trial and error during that phase, or were you kind of just were natural at it and just started popping up?
Definitely trial and error.
Okay. Tell me some stories, man.
I'll give you one story.
Mm-hmm.
And not to like get really deep with the situation.
You don't have to.
It's nothing. I'm an open book.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you, I've been fired 3 times for a while.
From the same station?
From the same station.
I'm sorry to hear that. I don't mean that.
No, it's funny because...
It's funny
because
you still work there.
Exactly.
If you didn't work there, I'd be like, damn, what you about to do, though?
It is crazy because, like, when I tell people that, they're like, how you get fired 3 times from the same station and still have a job there? I'm just going to say I'm blessed.
Right.
Super blessed. But the first time I got fired, that's the story I'm going to give you guys. It was... Guava Wing or Gasper, I think it was Guava Wing.
Mm.
And at this point, I was on the street team and I was learning how to board out for the nightclub that night.
Board out?
That means like running the board, pushing the buttons back at the station.
Got it.
When there's a live broadcast going on at a club or at a retail store, something like that.
Okay, so when you hear somebody on the radio station, like, oh, we're here with Metro PCS.
There you go.
And you're pressing the buttons.
Exactly.
Got
Make
it.
Sure the car runs and commercial plays and the music plays and all that stuff.
Mm.
So, I think it was my second or third time.
Yeah.
So, what ended up happening was I didn't have a car.
Okay.
As usual. Mm-hmm. Other struggles.
Right, right, right.
So, I was with my homeboy and we was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find his butt. So.
Typical dance.
Exactly, mm-hmm. dude. You know, when you get caught up in the festivities of a parade event and it's all day, you just.
Yeah.
You just lose yourself.
Right, right,
and
right.
I lost myself.
Mm-hmm.
So. I couldn't find him, so I'm like, dang, I can't get back to the station. Like, that was my ride.
Yeah.
So, of course, I didn't call nobody, let them know what was going on.
No call.
And
no
then
show.
By the time I did call somebody, it was already after the fact. So I got fired.
Oh, man. This was the first time?
That was the first time.
Okay.
But you got to think, this is my first time actually running the board, too. Like, literally, this was either my first, second, or third time. One of the three.
Yeah.
Can't remember. I want to say the second time. But it's like... Bro, we just hired you to do this and you already messed up.
Yeah, you had one job.
Exactly. All you had to do is come in for 2 hours, push buttons, and then leave.
Yeah.
But I got partying and just...
Man.
So that's fire situation number one.
Right. But I mean, they obviously took a liking to you to hire you back.
Yeah, man. I mean, there was a point where... another time where I got fired where like a lot of the guys in the office literally went to the program director and the office manager was like, yo, this is a good kid, like, exactly.
Yeah.
So, when I got that story a few times, I'm already a humble, I want to consider myself a humble person,
mm-hmm.
but when you have people that you don't know that go bad for you, it just, like, puts you on that next, like, humble level because it's like, y'all don't know me.
Yeah.
You just know me from hanging out, having conversations like we are right now, and it's a blessing, dude, like, I'm here.
Sure. Hey, yeah.
So
you blessed, brother.
Yeah, bro. So I try to make sure I throw those blessings out in every direction whenever I get a chance.
Do you ever foresee yourself having like your own radio station, possibly, or do you want to kind of grow the Wild brand?
And you know what? As at this point now, I got something that I'm working on. We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, when I got hired on at the radio station, it was more like. Going to the concerts for free, going to the clubs for free. I'm a young man at that point, you know, meeting chicks,
mm-hmm.
doing whatever, and just vibing with that and meeting artists. So the ambition there was just like the moment.
Yeah.
Now I've outgrown that moment and now it's like I want more.
Mm-hmm.
So like the more I got into it, it's like the more I want
mm-hmm.
and the more I take it even more serious now. So where I'm at now is like And with the socials, the way the social is right now, it's like, yo, the world is yours.
Right.
You just got to go do it.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You can only talk about it and wish you want to do this. You just got to go get, just got to go do it.
Okay. So explain to me how the radio program works when it comes to, like, what records they spin. Like, is it, like, politics where it's based on the top 100 at Billboard or which one has the highest listens or whatever? Like,
right.
Explain that to me. That
I think the radio game has changed a lot, I mean, compared to what it was 10 years, 20 years ago, even 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, a lot of radio stations at this present moment use data on what's the most popular song. Of course, mm-hmm. that's common sense.
Right.
So you go with that. And then you use that, and then you kind of like use the DJs and try to see what's vibing in the clubs and in the streets.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a vibe thing. I think some things are manipulated a little bit. Depends on who, radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be some favoritism to a certain, you know, artist. Mm-hmm. Depends on label. There's a little bit of politics.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's politics in everything.
Right.
Everything.
Mm.
But it depends on how you go about using it.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, it's all about the most popular song. So if you're a radio station not playing Cardi B or the City Girls at this present moment,
yeah,
or DaBaby, is that like these are songs that are making people move?
Right.
Even Lil Nas X with Old Town Road, like mm-hmm. people enjoy the music. So those songs are the reason why they get played almost every hour, because it's such a popular song and the radio station don't want you to miss it.
Right. They want you to.
But the other radio station's playing it. So, it's a little bit of both. Politics, but, like, popularity.
Have you ever had, like, any... Is there such thing as, like, beef between radio stations?
You know? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, I listen to one station, right, and they're playing Lil Nas X. As soon as I change... Like, this song's about to... And I change it, the next radio station that's in a similar genre is about to play.
Right.
I was playing it also, and I'm like... I wonder if they're, like, doing intern, like, what are they playing? Okay, let's play this now. You know, so how does that beef,
what is happening? It's not even beef, as honestly, I just saw somebody post Facebook back in Tampa.
Yeah.
How two radio mm-hmm. stations were playing the same song at the same time, and it was talked by Khalid.
Mm-hmm.
And then my station ended up playing it right after the both stations played it. So, honestly, these situations are very coincidental.
Mm.
It's not politics, it's just timing. And it happens more than you realize. But
right.
When the song...
Bullshit. I don't want to hear that politically.
It is, no. It's crazy. Because I've been in my car, dude, like, at 5 o'clock or whatever time it is. And I'm listening, like, I'm jumping around. If there's a song I'm tired of, I'm like, dang, this station just played this song. And then the other station is... And then I've heard it here.
Yeah.
Literally, you have the real... And then Power 106,
mm-hmm.
and both stations playing City Girls at the same time. And I'm like, well, I guess this doesn't happen in Tampa.
Right.
It happens
right.
everywhere. It's just, when it's a popular song, so they play like every hour and 15 minutes, and it depends. It's just coincidental, yeah. dude. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
People think it's bullshit, but it's not. I'm telling you. It's like when you, it's like when you're in a relationship. And you're trying to cheat, but you keep getting caught.
Yeah.
And you be like, how do I keep getting caught? It's just coincidental. You right. keep doing stupid shit all the goddamn time.
Insanity.
Oh, bro. What?
Oh, man. That's crazy, man. Damn, speaking of relationships, you know, I see you're in a relationship now, right?
No.
Oh, not anymore. Okay,
nah, bro. You know that relationship. We broke up.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I thought it was cool, man. And I thought it was cool because it was like y'all were both in the same field.
Right.
You know, so I just thought, you know, maybe y'all could work easy together. I don't know.
No, we did work. We worked great together. I'm not going to diss that. I think one person is more open-minded than the other person.
Mm-hmm.
One person wanted more. You always have those situations. So... I've always been, the one thing that my uncles and things I've learned around my family members, like, you have to be a man to stand on your own 2 feet.
Correct.
No chick or woman want to date a man that don't have a car or a house.
Right.
That's just old school vibes that I've got. So there was a point in my life where I didn't have those. So
right.
Now that I do now, and now that I have that, but now I have my mom to take her back home because my dad passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
I have my daughter I got to take care of that's in Minnesota. So it's like work family, daughter, right. and then girlfriend.
Right.
It's hard. It's a balance.
Yeah.
It's a balance. And I've talked to like some of my status friends about it. It's like they tell me all the time it's hard.
Yeah, man. Time. It's time management, but it's like, you know, when someone requires a lot of time that right. doesn't have the same responsibilities you have,
right.
then, you know, they tend not to be as understanding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then they get lonely, but it's really a communication thing. But then they all got to be on the same level.
Exactly. And that's funny you say that, too. It's mm-hmm. all about communicating. Now, I'm not good at it. I'm better now. Mm-hmm. but those are things that I've learned. You know, also, and I got better with communicating with her mm-hmm. than I used to be. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I can take away from that relationship is like I communicate better.
Okay.
Yeah. Relationship, business, all that. Because if you don't, bruh, things can go sideways so quickly if you do not communicate.
Right.
Like, I think that's the most important thing in any business,
yeah.
relationship. Family, all that. If you're spiritual, communicate with your God.
Right. Yeah, you better.
For real.
Oh, that's the other ones coming
for you. Them demons, boy.
You don't want that.
The devil is alive. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So now, I know being in the radio station, you get bombarded.
Yeah.
You already know where I'm going with this. You get bombarded with a lot of, you know, mixtapes. So listen yeah. to my song, play my song. How much can I pay you? How do you, like, kind of deal with that as opposed, I mean, you know, on some, like, choosing the artists that you would like to hear on the radio or giving them opportunity versus the ones that you're like, yeah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So how you kind of, like, filter that out?
Easy. No. Nah.
He ain't lying, man. I remember I had to give him my mixtape one time, and he looked at it, and he was like, what's this?
And I'm like,
what's my mixtape?
No, listen.
We were in the club, I get it. Right, and I was like, right. nah. And he gave it back to me. I appreciate that rather than somebody just playing frisbee with my shit or just leaving it somewhere and I find it later. Like, he gave it back. So I respect that, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, tell me how you know, you continue this shit on people.
I can't stand your ass right now. Jesus. No, bro, like, I watch you, a lot of artists in the city and even outside the city. And the one thing I've learned is the people around the artists sometimes are not truthful.
What do you mean?
They don't keep it real. As in, like, bruh, like, your CD, this is not the right timing. And sometimes people just don't know. Mm. They just don't know. So basically, rule number one, and I've learned this from conversations and I've used this for myself. If you're an artist trying to get your music played at the radio station, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Unless it's like a college formatted station or, you know, a Laura Watt type of station where they can get away with some stuff. And even then, they can't get away with that stuff. But my point is like, get it to the club DJs, introduce yourself. It's easy. Introduce yourself. Book me. I'm a new artist in the game. Hey, can I get you a drink? Here's my music. Have that nonchalant conversation. Keep it short. Hey, I'll catch you next time. You know what I'm saying? A weekend later, hey, bro, I met you last week. Just want to let you know,
Yeah.
Build, it's just like you're talking to a chick. Like, you got to take your time and build that foundation, that relationship, so you can move forward. And then the person don't have an ego, and a lot of DJs have egos out there. Let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to give you that chance, they'll give you the chance. If they don't, they don't.
Yeah, you can't force them. I mean, well, you can force somebody, but you might end up going to jail or something.
Exactly. Well, they're in the club scene, I mean, you're a DJ in the club, so they can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so when it comes to radio, you can't do that stuff because it's payola.
Right.
It's not good for nobody at the end of the road. But I, like at the club, like, people are like, oh, slip the DJ's money. Do they do it? Yeah, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is that going to get your song played in the club? Probably. Depends where you're at. But if there's a DJ who has a hot party scene, he's not going to play your song just because you gave him a $100 bill when he's never heard that song before.
Right.
And if a DJ does that, you a whack DJ.
Right.
Because I'm not going to play something I've never heard to stop and kill the vibe of the club.
Right.
Because you're like, oh, my song's the shit. Oh, this is hot. Yeah. Everybody's loving it. Who is everybody? Who
right.
is they?
Right. People in your house?
Exactly. You walking in by yourself. Yeah, you ain't got no entourage, no. I don't know who you are.
Right.
So it's time in broad place, and I've gotten better. But I tell people, like, I mean, with social, I just DM me.
Mm-hmm.
And I do listen for the most part. Like, I'll take the time out, and I'll give you feedback now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're asking me, I'm letting you know if I like it or not. Once again, it's my opinion.
Right.
And if you care for it, cool. If you don't, you ask, I gave.
Right. Well, that's cool, man. At least you're taking the time out to at least give the artist some type of feedback, you know, as opposed to nothing, you know, because, yeah, I think feedback is good, man, and I think that, I think constructive criticism
yes.
is good, because some people will be like, oh, yeah, it's cool, and then that's it, and then to a small-minded person, they'll be like, yo, I got a hit,
right.
Buckley said it's cool, you know, and it's like, nah, like, you know, if you need to fix this, get it mixed and mastered, maybe change this up a little bit, then you probably might have something, but right now, it's like, eh, you know.
Exactly, bro. And that's exactly what it is. Like, there's some artists now that I gave some feedback on. I was like, it's missing something.
Yeah.
Maybe an 808 or maybe a harder B line or maybe you need to bring this down or throw in the flute. I don't know. But, like, it's missing something from being next level.
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes
the best I give you 10% for that. That's producing right there.
I know. But, like, if you blow up, just don't forget about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't. It's not about the kickback. It's like, I want you to win.
Right.
Because somebody put me on a win. So, me giving you free knowledge, win.
Right.
Win. You ain't got to pay me back.
Take just, it and run with
hey,
it.
Hey, if I'm in the club, like, Buck, here's a drink. Thank you.
Hey, that's all I need.
Give me my lacquer, dog.
Right. So, tell me, what do you think needs to happen in the Tampa music scene just to get that light shining on Tampa? There's a lot of talent out there. You know, and I just feel like, you know, there's also a lot of egos, but it's such like a not major, but I don't want to say minor to kind of downplay, but basically it's not a lot of major shit that happens in Tampa.
Right.
And I feel like something's missing in Tampa that just needs to blow it up and put the shine on it. What do you think that could be?
I'm going to say this. Tampa is major.
Okay.
Because I believe every city... people are like, oh, but we don't have this. We didn't got this. And we do have it. And it's gotten fucking better.
It definitely has.
Like, the quality of music, I mean, has gotten better. And then some of the people that used to do that same music have gotten better at what they're doing.
Right.
Jux hit.
Yeah.
You know, hit it with a juke. But I think at this present moment...
Before you continue, do you think Jux will ever expand beyond Tampa?
I would say no.
Why?
I can't put my finger on it because at one point it was the shit.
Yeah, like 04, 05.
Yeah.
That's when I first got there.
Exactly.
I was like, hey, what's this? They looking.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no doubt Tampa Tony. Yo, Cristal and all those cats.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're still doing that, but it's still right there in Tampa. Is it possible? Yes. I just don't foresee it right now because I think the moment was 2004. You know what I'm saying? Can it happen? Anything is possible. Let me first say that. Anything is possible. But the way music is moving right now, I mean, think about it. You got Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
And then you got the other song I can't think of right now, top of my head, from Hamilton. See, I made another two-step country song,
yeah,
Black Dude.
Okay.
But, like, when you start tapping into that, it's like everything's already moving forward.
Right.
So that means Juk that was here. Now we got to bring it forward to 2019, going into 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible? Yeah, but people are moving forward and people are, pop music is not pop anymore. Country is not country anymore. Hip hop is not hip hop anymore. EDM music is not EDM music anymore. Mm-hmm. They're all meshing and blending together. So then that's already the music scene. Mm-hmm. Juk is just in Tampa.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think, yeah, it's going to take that one artist to get that opportunity. Like, honestly, when it comes to Juk, I really believe in, like, Cristal. Like, because he got that, he remind me of Luke, when Luke was popping. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's that lane that can work for him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. If there's anybody who's going to be able to pull it off, I'm going to agree with you, Cristal. Because he's the one who's still, and he's actually venturing out into other stuff. He has a reggae song that he just dropped recently, and is getting some vibes back from it. So it's like, he knows that I need to tap into other stuff. So that's the reason why I said I don't see the Juk moving forward because those artists like Cristal are moving forward.
Got you. So kind of leaving that sound.
Exactly. I mean, they'll always have it. If they have an album or an EP or mixtape, they'll have a song or two. But, like, I still need to vibe out to the Caribbean vibe. Or I need to do, like, a cool pop record if that's something that you want to do. So people always going to move forward.
Gotcha. Okay. So back to, you know, Tampa being a major city and having something to really shine a light on Tampa.
I mean, you know, you got Tom G, you got Famous Kid Brick. I mean, even Heavy Lyrics is doing his thing right mm-hmm. now. I think everybody is working. Tom G is doing something real dope with Cool and Dre.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, Tom G.
No doubt. And Brick is doing his thing right now. Rock Nation.
Memphis Bleak and all that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think those are small chips that's going to lead to bigger chips.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, it's timing.
Yeah.
They have the status, the clout. It's the crazy part is just one song. Everybody's one song away from just.
Yeah.
I mean,
getting out of here.
Exactly. I just did an interview with Johnny Gill.
Yeah, I saw
that. And you know, and I this is what I said. I said, Johnny Gill, you know, we got to take it to Tampa. The following words was Tom G.
Mm.
So you got to think, me living in Tampa right now, that's my spot. That's where I live at now. For me to say Tampa and him to say Tom G,
and we're
talking about Johnny Gill from New Edition,
right.
I'm like, people, Tom G is putting on for the city right now.
That's definitely
you know what I'm saying?
I think he's like the godfather of Tampa.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many other artists like crazy back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
All the Naka Fool, like,
everybody
had their moment.
Naka Fool out here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just crazy, like, with Hater Blockers. Like, that was actually in a movie.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And it's... I don't know. It's just really hard to put your finger because like everybody was right there.
Yeah, even that I ain't even supposed to be in.
Exactly.
That was in the Malibu Most Wanted.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like everybody's there. It's just like it's like water. It's not tilting over the cup yet. I don't know why. But I'm working on something right now.
That's what I was gonna say. Cause I'm thinking it may not even be an artist. It might have to be like an event. Something to put the shine the light on Tampa. You got something you cooking up with H and who else you got?
Literally, bro, it's just me and H.
Okay.
You know, H has been doing this thing with the Cypher for a while now on Wednesday nights. I think his anniversary is coming up and I want to say.
Was it 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might be off a couple of years, but I think it's somewhere around
like
about
that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But
congrats, H.
No. That's my dog right there. And I chose him because we both have the same vision.
Mm-hmm.
And we both stand by what we say, and he's someone who I can trust.
Right. You know what is this vision that you guys share?
It's very simple, bro. Like, living in Tampa, been in the music scene all my life from gospel to hip hop. I went to South by Southwest with Boulay Cab
mm-hmm.
a couple of years ago, and I knew about the event. So when I finally went, I'm like, yo, this is dope.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went back to Tampa, and I was like, why can't we do this in Tampa?
Exactly.
Like, I'm looking at how they formatted the situation out in Austin. I'm like, E-Board is set up the same way.
Exactly.
So, and then you have Central and St. Pete. Like, all we need is one street and then branch off.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm marinating on this idea, dude, for a minute. So, it was me, H, and Shizm.
Yeah, that's the first DJ to ever play my song on the radio in Tampa.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
He played I'm Getting Paid featuring Flux. And thank you, Shizm, for that. He played my song in the club that same night. So
that's
was at Whiskey North for my birthday, so that was cool. I'll never forget it, bro.
And he's still breaking music, so like he's one of the DJs of many that's still breaking music. But we was just all having a conversation. It was like, yo, man, we need to... And literally, just like this.
Mm-hmm.
How can we just get Tampa artists a little bit more exposure? Like, mm-hmm. we need to figure something out, so...
Not just the artists, just Tampa.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we was at some spot in Ybor City. And I was telling Shizm, went to go make a phone call. H had shared his vision. And then I came back in. He looked at me like, you ain't gonna believe this shit. Y'all both have the same vision. I was like, huh? So, we literally was like... Yep, this is the same vision. So it's like, it was meant to be.
Right.
So it's called Loud on 7.
Mm-hmm.
Second weekend in September, September 12th to the 15th. We're going to focus on basically, it's a baby version of South by Southwest. Showcase, a few panels, record label dudes. We got some keynote speakers coming through. And people who've been through the struggles of the music game. Like, you need to hear their struggles so you can understand it's not an easy game.
Right.
And I think everybody thinks with social media, like, oh, I can just put a song out. This is true. You can get a lot of views on SoundCloud. You can get a lot of views on YouTube. But the thing is, you get that one thing, what's the next move?
Exactly.
Some of you guys don't have that second song.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go ahead and have that 25 million views and live that moment.
Yeah.
But it's a moment.
Right.
How you live the rest of your life and take that moment for the rest of your life? That's the question.
I just think people are so consumed with social media in regards to using it to blow up, because you have like labels exact or even people in higher power that try to find talent looking at the numbers. So it's analytical. So they're like, for example, with the acting stuff, I lost the scene to Marcus Houston because he was the bigger name. You know, out of all the people that auditioned, I had it, you know. But then when Marcus Houston, when they called Marcus Houston, they was like, okay, he's the bigger name, let's do it. And it makes sense because he has more followers, people know him more, he's going to help sell the show more than I am.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I'm proud of myself that I lost to Marcus Houston rather than Joe Smoke.
Yeah, but still,
what I think is, you know, artists are so consumed with getting followers and putting things on social media because they assume that the people that are given the chances and opportunities are solely looking at the numbers. So they feel like, okay, well, if I got these numbers, then people might see me.
Right.
Or somebody might be like, okay, well, let's get him. You know, what do you think about that?
On the business side of it is go with the name. And sometimes you don't have to go with the name. Like, this is one thing I've always learned. It's not about what you know, it's who you know.
That's definitely the business idea.
Exactly. And it's everywhere. It's not just here in LA. It's everywhere. If your name got more, it's going to bring more attention to a song or a movie. Makes sense. That name. Mm-hmm. It sucks. Do not
get discouraged.
Yeah, it sucks. But like, you know what? If you know you got that part, that means there's other parts out there for you. Mm-hmm. Or there's a future song that you're going to be on with a bigger name, and it's going to be a blessing in the long run. Don't shortchange yourself.
Right.
At all. Like, the blessing's coming.
Yeah.
It might not be now, but it's coming.
Yeah.
God is going to bless you.
yeah, definitely, man.
I mean, look at you. I mean, you literally just said, fuck it, let's go to LA.
Yeah.
And look at you now.
Thank God for that.
You know what I'm saying? So,
thank God is good, brother.
Nah, I love it. So, yeah, Loud on 7.
So, as far as Loud on 7, is this like a one-day thing or a weekend thing? I think it should be a weekend thing.
It's a weekend thing.
Okay.
Thursday through Sunday. Okay. We're working on, like I said, we're not dealing with big names, but we want to deal with names that people recognize from the socials because it's the it thing right now. Let's keep it real. And then some people that just have that buzz.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I think, like, as far as I'm speaking on Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area, and even Orlando, like, I think people still hit me up now. Hey, bro, can I give you some money to play my song on the radio? I'm thinking that's so fucking 1988.
Exactly.
Like it doesn't work like that no more. Like, I don't, like, why would you say that?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to lose my job.
Exactly.
Over $100.
Right. Now, maybe $1 million.
Because you're not going to invest in other stuff. You know, some technology.
Right.
But, no, it's crazy that I still get hit up about, yo, how can I cannot pay you to get my song on the radio? I'm like, so it's like, people still need to be taught the basics.
Yeah.
It's always the basics. Keep it simple.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Network. Build a relationship. This table has a foundation. You got to have that.
Right.
In your mind, your body, and soul, you got to have a foundation in everything, bro. Because if you have a crack in it, that means damage in the long run.
Right.
So, yeah. So stop that shit.
Yeah. Nah, I agree, man. That's what's up, man. So is this a career you can retire from? Like, do you plan to retire from?
Maybe. There's a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, because Howard Stern, he's been in it for forever.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was just talking to Greg Street shortly this past weekend at the BT Awards, and he kind of gave me an insight and knowledge of like how long he's been in the radio, and to watch the love that he got, not just from like the older artists, but even the new cats coming in. Mm. So I try to tell people, as long as you're still relatable to your audience, you can do radio for as long as you want to.
Right.
As long as you're...
As long as they still listening.
Exactly. Keep talking, like, man. And I've seen some people age themselves out of the radio game because you can't say, oh man, this club is lit.
Yeah.
And then you look at them for like, that doesn't sound right coming out of your mouth. Like,
right.
You're not the cool one anymore.
You're still
cool, but you're not cool to say that. So like, know who you are. don't try to fit in. If you if lip don't look right coming off your lips,
don't say it.
Exactly. And that's with any word, by the way, any word.
Right.
But I've seen some older people say, I'm like, nah, stay in your lane.
Dang.
And that's in radio. That's the radio. So it is what it is, bro. Like, I wish everybody nothing but the best at the end of the day. But, like, in the music game and in the entertainment field, there's more than one hat.
Yeah.
You can do multiple hats. So radio is going to be the one for right now. Doing Loud on 7 is going to be my other one. There's a couple other things that I, events that I'm going to be working on in 2020. I started my foundation.
That's a nonprofit?
Yes, nonprofit, dealing with sickle cells, trying to educate people and help families out. Because my sister and my uncle passed away from it.
Sorry about that.
I don't know, a long time ago, bro. And my sister my uncle passed away where he had to have a blood transfusion once a month, if not every other month.
Yeah.
So, see my sister go through the pain and agony, dude, is like, and I saw something on Facebook where a young lady in Polk County was live on Facebook. Yo, and she was in pain, and she went to the hospital, and they didn't know how to treat it. And it's crazy that a lot of doctors don't know how to treat sickle cells, or don't know the level of the crisis that that person is going through. So what I want to do is, it's kind of like bring more awareness to it, and educate, you know, doctors in the country, small town hospitals, because that's where it's more the victims are. Patients, my bad, will go through the pain because they don't know how. So you don't need to go to Dallas or Houston or go to Miami or Tampa to get the help that you need. And the stuff is expensive.
Yeah.
Bro, like, the medicine ain't no joke.
That's what I wanted to get into, because even, like, looking at the Dr. Survey situation, you know, the documentary that Nipsey was going to do, how he helped cure some individuals of AIDS and stuff like that. It was all through, like, natural remedies and stuff like that. So I think, like, even for a crisis like sickle cell,
right,
you know, it may be some natural healing remedies available, but just not here, like maybe in Africa or something like that. Have you thought about doing that research, or have you?
I haven't. I mean, there'll be stuff, like, I still learn stuff every day. You know what I'm saying? When I take the time out and educate myself, I, like, every once in a while, I, like, sit down, jump on a laptop, I'm like, let me just do some research. You know what I'm saying? I personally think, spiritually you can heal yourself, but you gotta be mentally there.
Right.
And of course, you gotta eat right and exercise, all that, that good stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just taking the time out and taking care of yourself all the way around.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at right now. It's like, I'm at an age where I need to take care of myself because I want to live a longer life. For one, because I think once you live the lifestyle that we live in, you get caught up in the drinking and the partying, and some people take it to the next level.
Yeah.
I stop at the drinking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody say, oh, Buck died of overdose? No, the fuck he did not.
Nah.
He didn't do no drugs.
Right.
Besides Tylenol. But even like I've cut back down on my drinking.
That's good.
Because I'm older. You know what I'm saying? And I got to be able to be active with my daughter, so when she comes in town and whatnot. So, and be active, period.
Yeah,
so... it's crazy. You're young, you do the dumb shit, you get older, you wise up.
Do you find it difficult to like, be sober in the club while you're working?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, because,
I tried it, and it was boring.
It's not that it's not that it's boring, it's just, like, this might be a bad analogy, but you know how, you know, some people smoke?
Yeah.
And they quit smoking, so they chew gum to balance it out.
Yeah.
Well, with me, you know, with the not drinking situation, I still drink here and now, but for not drinking, I'm clearly looking at the crowd.
Yeah.
And I see stupid stuff.
Right.
So now my point is the clown on that person wearing his badass dress, but you got on sandals.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
That sounds like Club Scott. How did I know that?
Hey, bro, listen, being in L.A., I saw a couple things. I'm like, yo, that's a tight fit, but you got on Adidas?
Yeah, come on, son.
Like, that's a bad dress, but you got on Adidas? So, I don't know. Fashion is so weird to me right now. Like, women can wear anything and get in anywhere they want to. Us, it's like, well, you got hoes, you got, you know, hoes in your jeans, you can't come in.
Right.
But the chick just went in with a hole over her kneecap and her thigh, and she got in. But her boobies was out. Yeah, I'm exactly. like, you mother.
Yeah. It's definitely a double standard.
It is, bro. Women could, listen, I'm all about women's rights. I'm all about equal everything. Yep. But goddamn it, there's double standards for us too sometimes.
Shit. Nah, that's what's up, man. Well, shit, brother. I mean, I don't got no more questions. Let the people know where they can follow you and listen to the station. It can be syndicated.
Yeah, man. Listen, I work for Wild 94.1. I do the Nut House Afternoon in Tampa from 3 to 7. I do my thing called LACA. I don't say liquor. I say LACA. Because I've heard people, my uncle was drunk one time, and still saying liquor, like, boy, give me some of that LACA. You know how country folks do?
Yeah.
And then Tay, the man, we're on Cosign, having a good time. So catch me out. Get ready for Loud on 7th, September the 12th to the 15th. The website will be up in another week. Other than that, Tay. Yo, shout out to you, dog. My man.
Yo, coming through.
L.A.
I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, boy. Get on it.
Hey, we working, man. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sleep is for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas. Tay in the building. Stay tuned for more episodes to come. Thank you for watching. Had to take a little beat real quick for the edit.
Oh, shit.